Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to my show. This is Blake Ruby. Welcome to Gods and Goddesses, where I talk about mainly spirituality. I wasn't here last week. I had a retirement ceremony I had to attend, so DBS Radio did a rerun. But this is me in live and real person this week. And I'm just going to wing it on a lot of things. I have fun on my radio shows. Talk about whatever comes to mind. Right now, I'm in my back patio and just enjoying the heat. The summer is on its way out. If you haven't noticed, the sun is going down earlier. Hold on just a second. I'm going to try to get some music going here in the background. Got my laptop giving me problems, so I did a shut it off and turn it back on. Anyway, so how have you all been over the last 2 weeks? Today I woke up, I went to the track, I did about 5-6 laps, I was doing 200 meter runs. 200 meters, and then I would walk 400 meters. That's a pretty good routine. I'd like it. I'm going to stick with it. How about you? What do you do for exercise? For me, and I'm 67. I just turned 67 on the 9th of August. I like to run because it's good for the heart, good for the lungs. Get that blood circulating faster. My wife, she goes to Zumba a lot. Zumba's okay, but I like to be outside in the fresh air and sunshine. And my wife joins me sometimes going around the track. She walks. That's really all I do. And then I went and got a little singing practice in. Because I'm a choir member. We used to practice during the week. So now I got to make sure I do some singing on my own. Because tomorrow is Sunday. And we have to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning to practice our songs with the choir. It starts at 9:30. And then we get up there in front and sing our songs. We'll be wearing our masks. A lot going on with the Delta variant, the COVID. What do they call it? The Delta variant. Make it sound so much important than it should be. You know what I'm saying? And then with what's going on in Afghanistan, I mean, they could have predicted that would happen, you know? Now they're making a big fuss out of it. Well, they shouldn't have done it. They knew this was going to happen. And then the Taliban, Taliban this, Taliban that. What a name, Taliban. I call them Taliban. D-U-N. How about that? Taliban. They give all these bad guys cool names, you know. It just kind of spurs them on, motivates them, you know. I've seen some of them on television. They don't look like bad guys, really. Everyone around the world, you know, including here in the United States, is just trying to survive, you know, make enough money to have food on the table. And these guys, they're like the army over there, you know, the opposition army, if you will. They carry their weapons. They're getting paid, you know. Money feeds the family, you know. I understand. I can understand it. They make these guys to be all terrorists. They're not. You know, they might have some affiliation with Al-Qaeda, but I'm a pretty good judge of character. And I see some of these men, you know, they don't look like devils to me. You know, that is in that unfortunate situation where they don't have a lot of money and they're paid fighters. That's what it comes down to. I think you and I would probably do the same thing if we weren't making good money in our jobs right now, I've got enough money to, you know, pay for everything. Pay for the house, all the cars, all the bills, utilities, everything, you know. And if I didn't have money, I don't know what I would do. I see homeless people on the streets today. There was a... Hold on, please. I'm going to get my laptop going here. A homeless guy, a black guy, he walked past my car after I just got a couple of burritos at Taco Bell. I'd parked to eat one of them, and my window's down. He walks by, he says, "Can you spare any change?" So I look at my wallet, I've got a $20 bill and a $1 bill, and I gave him the 20. I'm sure he could use it, you know. And if you can afford it, why not, you know? Even in the Bible it says, Jesus said at one time, if you have the means to help somebody out, do it, you know. Don't be stingy with your money. There's so much greed in the world. Why not share what you have, you know? What I've got is a blessing. All my money is a gift from God. It's the way I see it. You know, it's like Jesus said to Pontius Pilate, you wouldn't be where you are today if that power had been given to you. Same with me, same with you. Unfortunately, there are some people that are scraping the bottom of the barrel, you know, homeless people on the streets. I'm always generous to them. Every time I see you, I've got a $10 bill tucked away in a little pocket of my car on the dashboard. I've even given a homeless person a $50 bill at Christmas time. Should have seen his face. It was a study. Because then they got to go scrounge for $1 bills from other people. I'm sure other people are giving 5, 10, 20s sometimes. Probably not too often, though. What do you think? Anyway, so tomorrow we've got church. It's one of the fun times for me, you know. You get up there and you perform in front of people. And I'm proud of just how far I've come. And when I practice today, I first started singing a cappella back around 2010. When I first moved here to San Antonio, I was really happy that I'd gotten that job because I was a contractor working for the Army, and I was working at this one. I've been in Virginia for about 5 years, and then they converted it to a Department of the Army civilian job. Well, I'd already been working the job for 5 years, so that gave me kind of priority. But what really got me into the position without any competition from anyone else was being a 30% or more. And that's what really got me in the door, so to speak. And then I signed up. And I thought, okay, this is great, because there's a lot of job security in being a Department of the Army civilian. Hold on, please. As a contractor working for the Army in Kentucky for a little over 6 years, the contract is renewed every year, so during that time, it's up in the air whether or not it's going to get renewed because there's competition. Uh-oh, another dog wants to come out. Hold on, please.
You're going to make your mind up. You can't keep coming in. Come in here.
Same dog. I just let her in. Now she wants to come back out. Hey, you're messing with my radio show here. You better make your mind up. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, when I got sworn in as a Department of the Army civilian on the 2nd of August, 2010, it was shortly thereafter. San Antonio, this is. And all the way, I was so happy. I was singing all the way in my car, the windows down, getting that breeze right in my face. When I got to Houston, though, I know BBS Radio's in Houston now. It was so hot, I just had to turn the air conditioning on. And then I kept it on all the way to San Antonio. And I got here. I was living in a hotel, and I got this house about a month later. And I got married to my wife. And that was in February of 2011. And we had our honeymoon in May of 2011. And daughter Eva and grandchildren Malik, Malia, and Enya moved in with us in November of 2011. So, and they're still here. It was at first not a very amiable relationship, so to speak. At that time, I was different. Different frame of mind, but things, no shoes on in the house. And I wanted people to help with the chores. Oh, it's a long story. And so anyway, I won't go into it. I was going to tell you about what happened. But the bottom line is they're still here. And I'm going to be retiring soon in the future. And so I'm thinking about, what do I want to do in my retirement? Do I want to live by myself? I mean, I want my wife to be with me, but I kind of want to be, I think I want some peace of mind. Plus, I won't be able to pay for everything in retirement. Now, I make pretty good money, but when I retire, which I'm putting into right now to get, is going to be about one-tenth of what I make right now. I've got my other checks. I've got my Army retirement pension. I did 22 years. I've got my VA disability, 70% disabled. And I've got my Social Security. But that won't be enough, really, to continue this lifestyle I'm living right now. So, and then I was thinking about selling the house, but there's a situation, I don't want to tell you all of our kind of secrets, you know, things that are going on related to my wife, whereas I can't, you know, I'm kind of in this fucking situation if I wanted to. I want to be careful of a lawyer without going into details and telling you what I mean. I think I'll skip that. But suffice it to say that I'm 67. God willing, I can do 3 more years. Hold on, please. And the dogs. I've got dogs to look after, too. But they're getting older. I don't know how much more longer they're going to live. They're about 10 years old. The 2 female terriers. And we have a dachshund male who's about the same age. So they've probably got about 4 to 7 more years before they start slowing down. You know, that's amazing, really, because they're in good shape now. We take them out twice a week to the base, Lackland, and there's a route we go, and they get a chance to run around. I've mentioned this before in previous shows. If you have a dog, you want a really happy dog and a healthy dog, let him run. Walking a dog on a leash just doesn't cut it, in my opinion, you know. course, you can do what you want. I'm just saying that's what I've noticed. Okay, what do you want to do? Okay, if you go back in now, I'm not going to let you. You got to make your mind up, okay? You're either going to stay here or go inside, okay? You keep scratching on the door. Come on, man. Let her in. Bothering me. I'm trying to do my show and the dog's getting on my nerves. Anyway, it's okay. Well, what else? I wrote some things down. But I like winging it. Just talking about anything. And so when I did my singing practice today, I've been getting back into a cappella singing. And I was getting too stressed out. It's too hyped up. It speeds you up too much when you're singing to music, I found. Because, and I've been told this before by many people, I'm a karaoke king. That means I can carry a karaoke tune beautifully. I've got all the equipment. So I've had as much practice as I want to get as good as I want. But when you know over 100 songs and you want to keep practicing on all those songs to keep your chops up, so to speak, you know, it can be stressful. And then me, I'm kind of the obsessive compulsive type. So I stress out about what hand to have the microphone in, the left hand, right hand. You know, got to be ambidextrous. You know, that's the best way to go, I think, in this lifetime. If you can be as much ambidextrous, you know, left and right hand as possible, it will be to your advantage, if you know what I mean. Then there's some people, like the guitar players, who have microphones on a stand. There's a lot of people in that way, too. But then you can't move around stage, you know, when you're performing. You can't make a lot of eye contact with the art way. You know what I mean? So a cappella is the next best thing. If I could get a gig singing somewhere, just a cappella, that would be great. You don't have to worry about making mistakes so much. If you do make a mistake, you can start again. You don't have to worry about the music. Or you can just keep on going. Sometimes people don't notice. But one time, I told you before on other shows that I'm a singer for the Wounded Horse Sam Houston. Okay, I'm getting bothered by bugs here. Hold on, let me get some bug spray. There's some gnats and little flies and mosquitoes around here. There's a hawk out there flying on right outside the patio. One thing I was going to tell you about, I'm going to spray some of this on my hands and then put it on my face. I love my show, 1 hour of just talking about whatever I want to talk about, you know, anything. And I can take my time. There's no rush. I should let people call in. What do you think? You want to call and talk with me? Disagree with some of my philosophies? That's okay. I can handle it. But what I was going to say is, I just saw a hawk outside there flying around. Stars. Now, we're all brave people, right? We're brave souls. We need to be born into this planet. Born a long time ago. I was born 67 years ago. We were big babies at one time. Well, yeah. And we've grown up, haven't we? We're no longer babies. But we were born in this world. And so we're brave souls to be here in the first place. And if you live in the United States of America, I mean, take the Star Spangled Banner, the last two lines. Land of the free and the home of the brave. You know, home of the brave. So not to question that. Are we really the home of the brave? Are people living in the United States the brave type? Because there's a lot more people can be doing. What's wrong with you here? In San Antonio. Well, they can leave a voicemail message. I'll decline it. What trends? When you look up into the evening sky, because you're a sky full of stars. I can see you. All the stars in the evening sky. Now, because of the atmosphere, you know, we can't see a lot, all of them that are out there. To say the Arizona desert and pitch your tent and have a campfire and, you know, and cook up some food over your cold stove and be with your friend drinking your favorite beverage and looking up at those, just like in that Eagle song, Peaceful, Easy Feeling. Remember that? I like the way your sparkling earrings lay against your skin so brown. And I want to sleep with you in the desert tonight with a million stars all around. And I got a peaceful... a million stars all around. But what I encourage you, my friends, if you have the courage and courage, is go out there and look at the stars more often. And if you can't do that, on your some of the Hubble telescope pictures, and you can get some nice videos that have music in the background, which, by the way, hold on, let me put some music on.
I'm going to get my internet connection going here.
That's going to tell me more than that, probably. Oh, good. All right. So what I was saying is that look at all the Hubble telescope just from the universe. There are suns out there, so many suns. And take it from me, would you please? I wouldn't lie to you on this. This is the truth. Every single sun that you see out there has at least nine planets, more or less nine planets revolving around it. Number nine is the number of the universe. Every single sun, there are no suns out there that don't have planets revolving around them. I tell you the truth. That is the truth. If I'm wrong, well, when you see me in heaven, because we probably won't meet in this lifetime, then you can say, you're wrong. I listened to your show. It's not true. There are no planets revolving around suns out there. But it is true. Every single sun that you see in the evening sky, every star, if you will, if you like using the word star instead of sun, better, has planets revolving around it. But my point is that there are so many suns. Oh my God, look at some of those Hubble Space Telescope images. Oh, there are millions, just like in a song, with a million stars all around, a million. Even just a million. I mean, we know there's more than that. But sometimes when you use billions, 10 billion, 100 billion, that boggles people's minds. They just can't comprehend that amount. So it's falling upon deaf ears, if you know what I mean. Hold on. I'm going to...
Okay, I got to connect to the internet. Come on.
I don't know why my computer is not working now. Computers, they are such a bother. I mean, the technology is great. You know, I don't know how to put a computer together, but sometimes they're so frustrating and they don't work properly. Do I hear an amen out there? Sometimes they're slow. Sometimes they do weird stuff that you don't want them to. And I was trying to get my internet going here, and it's only giving me one choice. Usually there's several. Well, that is most weird. Maybe it'll come up here in a few minutes, so I'll just check back with it. I was going to put some music on. And for those who are prayer warriors out there, let me ask you to do something. I've been trying this. I did it today. If you ever want to say a nice long prayer for somebody or something, whatever reason, put on your favorite really spiritual music in the background. And then just take your time, pause, and you can make a real connection to the Creator by doing that. I guarantee it. I do. Because the music in the background kind of soothes your spirit, you know. It helps you kind of make that connection to your Creator of your soul and your spirit. Right? Does anybody know where the home of the spirit is? Home of the spirit. Where is the home of the spirit? Here, we're on earth, where we are spirits in the material world. Home of the spirit. Where I can live, I ask you. I'm being a little bit facetious here. But the home of the spirit is a place of light. Bright light. Brilliant light, because the spirit, I don't think there's anyone out there that doesn't agree that we have a spirit in our body. I know I'm treading on ground that angels fear to tread on by talking about this stuff, you know, because it's scary. It can be scary when you talk about spirit. But ghosts, think about a ghost, you know, somebody who died violently, suddenly. And they had these shows on television, like Ghost Hunters, Ghost Town, USA, whatever. They say this place is haunted, that place is haunted. But ghosts are people. We're people just like we are. And you have the potential to be a ghost yourself. I do, too. We're not invincible, you know, even though sometimes we think we are. Going back to the stars, I think, and I like doing this before I go to bed at night, like I did the last few nights. I just tuned into Hubble Space Telescope images. Try it, please. Just how big thinks there isn't life out there. You had that same mindset that the world had at one time when we thought it was flat, or that we were at the center of the universe, and it was proven that no, planet Earth revolves around our sun, and our sun revolves around the center of the Milky Way galaxy, and the Milky Way galaxy revolves around the center of the universe. That's the situation we're in. We're traveling through deep space, dark space, on a beautiful creation of a planet at hundreds of miles an hour on a journey held in place by a power that we don't comprehend. We can call it whatever we want, gravity, dark energy, dark matter, whatever, but the bottom line is that it's a power that we have no control over, and that's no accident, my friends. all those sons out there. There are sentient beings out there who have made contact with planet Earth in the past. There's so much evidence, so much. All you have to do is do the research if you're interested. A lot of people, though, they're not interested in doing a bunch of research. So they come up with their conclusion that, well, it appears then there just isn't any life out there. There could be some amoebas on other planets. Because now, I mean, there's no doubt that they're discovering, we're learning that they're discovering new planets every day, exoplanets, with the Kepler Space Telescope. Hold on, please. I'm going to do a reboot of my laptop. Anyway, so that is, for me, it's just a mystery why here we are in the good year of our Lord, 2021. Over 2,000 years have come and gone since Jesus first walked this earth. And I told you before in other shows that he was an extraterrestrial. But not in the way that you thought. You have to admit that there are other planets out there inhabited by civilizations, sentient beings who are a lot more intelligent than me and you, spiritually wise. They're much in advance of our civilization. In fact, when spelling the word civilization, we've just reached like the letter C as far as how far we have to go to be as advanced as them, if you know what I mean. And technologically, I mean, these beings have built machines over the millions of years because they've been in existence longer than our planet. Even before our planet was born, they existed. Even before our solar system existed, they were traversing the universe with their spacecraft, you know? Even before our solar system was formed. And they're out there. But you have to admit that we're a very violent species. Does anybody disagree with that? Show of hands. We're not a violent species. Anybody? Do I see any hands out there? We're not a violent species. That's the question. We are a violent species. Think of all the wars we've had in our past. We're doing pretty good now. But think of all the millions of people that were killed in wars. Do I have to name all the wars for you to get you to believe what I'm saying? Well, you might say, okay, you're right. Okay, and what? I'm sure there's a lot of very intelligent people who listen to my show, and thank you for that. Or maybe you might listen to the tape version afterwards, you know, doing a search of all my shows or all the shows on VBS. I'm just wondering why I'm now kind of at the end of my life. I've got years in front of me. You know what I mean? I think I've got the courage and the testicles, if you will, meet one of these extraterrestrial beings and not be blown away by them, wind up in a hypnotized, deer in the headlights kind of situation, you know, when you see one of these beings, and bound speechless for maybe 30 minutes, an hour or longer, not able to talk because you never thought they existed before. It's a matter of logic, my friends. And I've said this to you before in other shows, all this life here on Earth. I love saying this, by the way. But those of you who heard me say it before, I'll say it again because this is what Blake Ruby created. I'm very proud of it. It proves logically something that is irrefutable, no matter what anyone thinks, even the most skeptic atheist or the most strong-willed, violent person, whatever. All this life on Earth, over a million types of insects, over 30,000 types of fish in the oceans, rivers, lakes, and seas, over 10,000 types of birds and reptiles, over 9,000 types of amphibians, over 5,000 types of mammals, all the flowers, beautiful flowers, thousands of different types, sizes, all the trees, all the different fruits and vegetables. If all that happened by accident, logically it could happen by accident anywhere in the universe. That is logic you just can't refute. Irrefutable. And why didn't someone else think of this before? It was left up to yours truly, like Ruby. But that's just half of the equation. Hold on, please. If there is a person in the Big Bang, then logically, if the creator then had the power, that magical creating something, nothing power, that knowledge, that omniscience, which is incomprehensible, if the creator had the power and knowledge to create all this life on Earth, isn't it logical that the creator, that same creator, would have the power and knowledge to create either the same or different life like we can't imagine? Again, anywhere, that same word, anywhere in the universe. Logic. Irrefutable logic. Take your choice. Either go by the accident method, philosophy, or the creator method. There's still life out there in the universe. It's teeming with life. Because, my friends, our creator, that is the truth. The creator, it didn't happen by accident. Knows deep down in their core being that they weren't created by an accident. And we're on a journey, just like in my website, EBS Radio website. We are co-creator gods in the making. You can't remember when you were born. You can't remember your pre-existence. We can't, because we were hardwired that way when we were born here on this planet. That's the way it was meant to be. So you wouldn't remember your pre-existence. You wouldn't remember your past lives. I would venture to say that most of you souls out there have many past lives. As I said, the people that come here to planet Earth, a jewel of the universe, with this abundance of life, a beautiful planet, 80% water, totally beautiful. And there are others like that out there, like this. You knew that when you come here, it wouldn't be easy, because it's a special type of learning in the university of the universe. Here on planet Earth, we learn basic social values. We learn to love each other and do unto others as they would do unto you. Sometimes we forget that, don't we? And look after people and pray for everyone. That's when you've reached the point where you are able to pray and you are praying for everyone, you are advancing spiritually. And really, the bottom line is, my friends, that's why we're here, to advance spiritually, to develop spiritually. If you're not doing that, you're not carrying out your mission that was given to you. I know we get carried away with our jobs and everyday life and surviving. Now we've got a virus. It makes me think that the Creator is behind that. Why? One reason is, that I've thought of, is that we're being prepared for the end times rather than just end it all of a sudden. This is a way to help it be not so hard to take, if you know what I mean. But I hope not. My Blake's desire is that we can keep on living on this planet, that there will be no end times. Even though the Bible predicts it, I say, and I'm a child of God, and I have my opinion, and what only matters is the truth, is that nothing is set in stone as far as the future is concerned. We can change it. And how do we change it, my friends? With prayer. Hold on, please. Well, looks like my computer, my laptop is hopeless right now. It's not connecting to the internet, so I'll keep going. How am I doing on time? All right. Thanks, Don. Okay. All right. Well, then. So let's be courageous, even more courageous souls, my friends, and go up and to your backyard or wherever and look into the evening sky. Watch the sky. And I'll try to do the same every night before I go to bed. I try to go out there and look up at the stars. That is really where the action is. Just like in Star Trek, that's the final frontier. That is God's creation. The Creator of the universe created all that. And when we get to heaven, I'll tell you something that I've learned, if you don't already know it. Most of our time there will be praising the Creator for the miracles of all creation. I look out in my backyard, I see trees, I see grass, I see little insects flying around. It's like a song by Armstrong. What a wonderful world. I see trees of green, red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed day, dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Indeed it is, my friends, a wonderful world, a creation that you and I don't know how to create. I can't see a tree, or a tree. When you see little insects flying around, can we create them? No. An ant walking down the ground? I don't have the slightest idea how to create an ant that has little eyes and a skin that is very tough, that is for their defenses. And they have mandibles to cut things and to catch their prey and eat it. And they have legs and they can walk very fast, as you've seen. They reproduce. They live together in colonies and they work together and they can build things. A little tiny little ant with an intelligence of its own, a mind of its own. A beautiful creation. Yet we step on them all the time. Don't think twice about it, you know? But we're evolved. It's all understandable. You know, this planet is a school of evolution. As I mentioned, in the university of the universe. The objective, my friends, is to graduate. Higher grade you can achieve with honors, hopefully, the better it will behoove you when you reach the spirit lands. And then you will see that life goes on. In fact, death, there is no death, really. We just cross over to the afterlife. And then we're living in the spirit, which is similar to our bodies, but different. And here I go. It's hard to talk about this kind of, you know. When you think about all and the violence that has gone on over the years in the past centuries, and even now you look on television, you see all the different channels of fantasy violence, werewolves, vampires, zombies. And what I'm talking about is even scarier than that, it appears to me. That is what really terrifies people when you talk about spirituality. Why? I think because, and I've mentioned this on previous shows, we're born into this world. Our souls shine with a light. And when you get to heaven, you'll see there's a lot of beings there, to include Mother and Father God, who shine with a light so bright that the brilliance and glory washes over you. And unless you are sufficiently evolved, you won't be able to withstand that brilliance and glory, that power. It's like, it will be like, I'm telling you the truth, no lie, it will be like standing outside in a hurricane with 50, 60, 70, well, 70 miles an hour is the beginning of a hurricane, but let's just say 70, 80 mile an hour winds. And you know how that blows you around and you try to keep on your feet? That's what that light, the power of that light will be like when you get to heaven. I'm telling you the truth. And people have different intensities of light based on their level of evolution. You will see that. And even now, when we develop ourselves spiritually, we increase that light. So the objective, from the moment we're born to the day we die, hopefully at some time in the distant future, ideally, now some people might think differently, but we want to live to be 100 years old. I do. There are some sentient beings out there, like the Verdants from the book The Contact Has Begun. Their lifespans are 20,000 years. How would you like to live to be 20,000 years old, my friends? 20,000 years old. But to them, it's the same. When they reach the end of their lifespan, then they transition to the spirit lands. And it's the same for them. All the sentient beings of the universe have souls. And once their physical body reaches its limited end, if you will, then they transition to the spirit lands, wherever they are, in our galaxy or another galaxy, and go to the sun of that solar system where they were living in, which is the home of the mother and father god of that particular solar system exist in that solar system are indigenous to that sun, if you will. The atmospheric conditions on the planet determine what their bodies look like, different skin, different eyes, different shape, size, different color hair, different color teeth. They could be 9 feet tall, or maybe 3 or 4 feet tall. But the main thing that differentiates them, as I've mentioned before, it's like when you have a brother or a sister and they're in a lower grade, you might be in the 12th grade, they're in the 5th grade. Does that make you any better than them? No. It just means that you've been alive longer than them and you've learned more than them. That doesn't make you any better. It just means that you've been alive longer. It's the same with these ETs out there. They've been in existence for hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of more years than our planet here in our solar system, in the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. It doesn't make them any better than us, but they know that we're a violent species, so why should they want to make contact? People don't even believe there's life out there. I mean, I think in these advanced civilizations, it's something even like a baby, when they start growing, they automatically know that the universe is teeming with life, and we're kind of stuck in, I won't say it, but you know what I mean. And plus, you know, in my own way, I've given you the logic that there is life out there. So, but I understand some people have to find things out for themselves. That's just the nature of being a co-creator God. Each every individual, whether man or woman, has an ego and has that drive and desire to find out everything for themselves, because they know that ultimately one day they will reach that co-creator God status, and they will be like the mother and father God. The universe is a very large place, my friends, and the borders of infinite space are expanding as I talk. New solar systems are being created all the time. New suns are being born all the time. And you can have your own solar system too. Do I sound like a car salesman? If I'm wrong, okay, I will take responsibility for being wrong. It probably won't happen in this lifetime, but as I mentioned, I believe that we will get to the spirit lands one day, heaven, if you will. And if I was wrong, then you can tell me. But if I'm right about that, what I just said, let me know, please. Tell me. I'm pretty brave, aren't I? I'm a brave guy to talk about this stuff. That's why you like me. Besides, I think I am. Now, that's a tongue twister. I think I am an advanced soul. I think I am an advanced soul. Not everyone is. You have intermediate souls and young souls. Which one are you? Be honest with yourself. Introspect. Think. You probably have past lives. How many? We can have as many as 200 past lives and still be living in the material universe. I've got 1 minute left, my friends, so I didn't get a chance to put my music on so I could have said a really cool prayer like I mentioned at the beginning. But I will say this. The creator of the universe is out there. We are his children, his her children, because the creator of the universe is male and female. So goodbye until next week. I love you. I know you love me, and creator of the universe, you're awesome. We love you. Please continue to bless us and protect us. Bless us, everybody. Everybody, all you children here on earth. Amen. Goodbye, everybody.